You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I got a couple of different Rangers topics for you. I got more info about the Beltre statue and the unveiling. Want to talk about a new potential division for the Rangers and what you would prefer that looks like. Plus, Alec, if you can go ahead and give me cut number two, unfortunately, that is not going to be a positive highlight.
Leiter ready now with the 2-1. Swinging a drive toward the right field corner. This one is gone. A line drive home run for Vinny Pasquantino. It is his 23rd of the year, and that puts Kansas City in front 3-1.
Now
that was a line drive.
It
dude.
Was. The Rangers lost that game 4-3. We already talked about the Jock Peterson bad call, because that's absolutely what it was earlier in the show. But regardless of how we feel about that. Tick tock. Like another day,
yeah,
another
what
loss.
I go watch videos on.
Yes. And not only the amount of games you are behind, but the number of teams you are behind for a wild card. Look, I heard Chris Young yesterday on the G-Bag Nation, and I appreciated his answer. It's like, we've got the time. We've got the people. Let's go get it. And then you go out and lose.
Yeah, it's just, and I'm a loss away, Kevin, from declaring and waving the white flag.
Whoa!
And it could happen tonight, and I'm just
holy
like, okay,
moly.
That's it. Now I
want. Is that
going to
be your first thing you tell Boach tomorrow if they lose?
I've declared bankruptcy.
The season's over.
You know, Fred. I don't know if you've ever worked with Fred before.
Yeah, I have.
Oftentimes, he uses the phrase "Let's call it what it is."
He does like to use that phrase.
And I've seen a lot of people say this, and I'm like, I don't want to believe that, but maybe it is the belief I have to have. When you came out of the gates at the second half of this, the A's, the Braves, they're not great teams.
Nope.
You ran through them.
Yep.
Angels aren't a great team, and you lost two to them.
Yep.
Seattle is a good team, and you lost three of four to them. The Yankees are in a weird place. You were able to catch two. Philly's good. You got swept. Diamondbacks are bad. Blue Jays are good. You got destroyed. Like, the reality is you're not as good as those teams.
And you know what makes it even worse is you can pick through those series and find how much different it could have been. Like, you look at those last two games against Philly. You're right. You absolutely got swept. You look at those last two games. Those were there for the taking. You look at that first game in the Toronto series. That was there for the taking. Now, all of a sudden, it's three games. You win both of those series. But that's the story of the Rangers season, right?
They don't have that.
Yeah.
That there for the taking thing.
They don't take it.
And I don't.
I agree.
It's a quality.
Agreed.
That you have to have. And I don't know that you can just like find a book and say, guys, read this book so we can have this quality again.
Sure.
Or you can go buy it at Oshman's. Does Oshman's still exist? Good question.
You should just go to Dick's.
Right, sporting goods. There you go. You're right about that. You can go there and get it. The So, like, I don't know that that quality is just an easily accessible thing, but I wanted to believe that Boach, you know, could wave that wand because we saw it. And so we saw it happen before. They had that quality 2 years ago. Last year was a bad year. This year, all right, let's get back to it. And every step of the way, Kevin, they've shown us that they don't have that anymore.
Right.
And now I'm looking at this team going, what is this team for the future? If that's the case, if you can't find it with this bunch, you're kind of stuck with a lot of it for a while. So there's still some good talent here.
Sure.
But I just can't. I'm so close, Kevin, to just saying it's irreparable, unrepairable.
Yeah.
Not able to be repaired.
Look, there are things that you can say are out of their control. And I'm willing to listen to that to a certain extent. Like, Jake Berger, we talked about it yesterday. We were hoping he'd only miss two or three games. Guess what? He goes on the injured list. We've talked about all kinds of pitching issues that the Rangers have had throughout the season. But I think the frustrating part about the whole deal is you were still in position to win those Phillies games, to win that Toronto game, to win a couple of those Angels games. Like, you've been in position to win so many of these games, and it feels like more often than not, you just don't win them.
Yeah.
And at some point, it becomes, you can't overcome it.
And the frustrating part is, like, the pitching is there at times, and then the hitting is there occasionally. And,
yeah.
But they just can't be there together at the same time.
I 100% will listen to the argument that if you take the best components of this team at the best time, they can go win the World Series again. You have seen this be the best pitching staff in Major League Baseball. You have seen this be one of the best bullpens in baseball. And you have seen those offensive explosions where you're like, holy crap. But guess what? They're never together, or rarely are they together at the same time. Guess what? When the offense started to pick up even a little bit, that's when your starting pitching started to falter. When the starting pitching went ahead and held strong still, even though the offense wasn't great, that's when the bullpen fully imploded. Like, there's very rarely been any time this season when all of those have been hitting at the same time.
And that's the, like, I guess the other frustrating thing is, you know, Jock's taken a lot of the heat of you got paid a lot of money and you aren't producing.
And that's fair.
It
ain't just him.
But it's not one person we can point to on this thing. Like, across the board, these guys are not playing to the level that Chris Young and Bruce Bochy expected them to play at. That's what the reason I say that is, because that's what Chris Young has said all season long. When asked about the hitting, when asked about all these, well, what moves all the way along, Chris Young has said, I know if these guys can play up to what their potential is, then we have a contender. And I think that's what we all believe, is that, yes, the potential of what they are is definitely a contender. And that's where we get into the arguments with other fans, is they're not playing to that potential. And so the idea is, yes, they are good enough to do it, but they're so much further away from their potential right now than we've ever seen.
Look, if you just want to start the list of names, and there are plenty, the Texas Rangers, and I know he's been doing great in the minors, and that's fantastic. The Texas Rangers trusted Cody Freeman more to put in their lineup than Josh Young. Wyatt Langford hasn't seen the year-over-year growth that I think a lot of us hoped there would be.
Can we stick there for a second? Yeah. I was thinking about that this morning, and I wonder how much that has hurt.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The team building the last year and a half.
Sure.
Because we expected 30 something home runs, yes, and, you know, 100 RBI, you know,
and so does he, so does the team.
The defense is better.
I agree.
For White, sure, Langford. And you know what? The base running is insane. Like, it's fun to watch him run, but the pop. And so whenever you're building a team and you just kind of pencil in those two guys, Evan Carter and Wyatt Langford, you're like, all right, we got the future of our outfield is right there. And then you kind of, well, they can't carry it on their own.
Yeah.
You're finding out is that they can't carry it on. You're just hoping that Evan Carter doesn't get hurt running to first base most times.
Yeah.
And then that's the fact that they can't carry it. How much does that affect as you've been looking at your team? You've just been going, okay, Seager and Simeon, we know we got this with them. And then we got Wyatt and Evan. Crap. That's down. Well, I have to have Rowdy Tellez do a lot better then.
Let's make this very clear. Wyatt Langford can still be a phenom in Major League Baseball. He can still be an unbelievable player for the Rangers. I've had a couple of these arguments on air. You cannot tell me. I refuse to accept the premise that Wyatt Langford has made strides offensively this year when you look at most of his numbers are primed to be in about the same spot. His batting average is primed to be a little bit lower. His WAR and OPS are primed to be just the tiniest sliver higher. On-base percentage, about the same. Slugging, about the same. More home runs, far fewer RBIs, though I get that that's a product of the team as well. On pace to have more strikeouts. And like, it's a net neutral just about with me offensively. So while I'm super pumped that he's looking better defensively, when you're talking about the building of the lineup, I know the hope was for now that Wyatt Langford would be sitting here right now with an OPS at 800 or higher and 25 or more home runs with 75 plus RBIs. Not even close on any of those.
I agree with the 817. All we need is a wild card spot. I agree. Okay.
This team is built for the playoffs.
You got to get there. Yes, they're built for the playoffs. You got to get there. Okay. The other thing in this offensive conversation then is, and it's not offensive, it's offensive. The decision on Brett Boone was a decision by the GM, president of baseball operations, that I have the right players. The message isn't the correct message. Now that you have seen a little bit of moments that they looked alive again, but not enough to change the season. So do you look at it in the off season and say, and I know that, you know, we're still down a stretch here, but do you look at it and go, well, now I have to start reconstructing the team? I'll just get a new hitting. And I'm not blaming Brett Boone for anything here. Like, this is an entire team thing here.
It's really difficult for me to give you a good answer to that because Chris Young is such a compelling talker that I honestly can't tell if what he's everything that he
says. I believe
says,
when he's the things he says.
And
I believe he believes the things,
okay,
he says.
Okay, and see, that's where I'm caught up. Because when Chris Young says, we have the guys, we have the time, I believe that he believes that. But what I can't tell is we have the guys means the team is constructed right now, or I feel pretty great about 21 of the 26. Now, if I just had the time, money, and resources to switch out those five.
Very good point.
Like, I can't tell.
And then that other part of, you know, I believe we have the time until the time runs out.
Right.
And ultimately isn't like we all do that until the time is run out. Let's believe that some people are like, well, there's six innings left. Let's pack it up and let's go home.
Right.
Chris Young does not seem to be that guy.
No, he doesn't
at all. So like, we got an injury to this guy. The season's over. He's like, okay, we'll find a solution. And I like to believe that. And I know he believes it too. Kevin, by the way, Oshman's was purchased by Sports Authority in 2001, and they ceased operations in 2005. So that's tough.
So yeah, it's been 20.
Really,
it's been
really
20
tough
years.
For me to learn here.
Alec, it's been a minute since we've had that.
It was the one Mesquite that I used to go to all the time.
Jeez, I was four.
God, every time you say that, it makes me sad just a little bit. But I'm glad you're on our team. You're our Evan Carter and Wyatt Langford youth movement.
Yeah.
As they're still
little
trying
savior
to trot us out. Although I get how Jock Peterson and Rowdy Tellez would be the better example for me, at least. All right. By the way, I wanted to get this in there real quick. As far as a new division goes, and Rob Manfred, who, again, hates baseball, he said that expansion could lead to geographical realignment in the divisions.
Now, oh, man.
It makes a lot of sense to me. But I've seen multiple people, and here's what they've done. They've texted in four other teams they would want in the Rangers division. I don't think that's what's going to happen. So they're going to expand two teams. So baseball is going to be up to 32 teams. So what are you going to do with that? You're going to have the same structure as the NFL, right? You're going to have eight divisions of four teams. That's what I think.
So they're redrawing the way that things are lined up?
Except there is a very good reason to do so this time.
Gotcha.
And so, yes, I understood what you were saying.
But I guess, would they cross National League teams into the American League?
Correct. I think...
Whoa!
Yes, I think that might happen. I have not taken that step yet.
Me either.
But CBS
did. Arizona
did.
And Colorado, would they fit? Or
they're not... So
centrally?
Let me pitch you what I got.
St.
Okay?
Louis.
So the AL South, as constructed by CBS Sports, which I don't agree with, is the Rangers, Astros, Rays, and Marlins. So that does take one of your National League teams, move it over. Here's the issue, and here's what I would love for them to try to do. I know this is not a perfect situation. My division, now called the AL South, or actually AL Central, if we could just steal that away, because these teams aren't all South. But you know what? We're not in the West either, so screw it. I'm sticking with the AL South. The Rangers, the Astros, the White Sox, and the Royals. All of those teams sit in the Central time zone. And the reason why, because I just saw somebody say F all these 9 o'clock games. So across the board, your start time would be 7:05 p.m. on a lot of these games. Now, I know you'd still have out of division games that would change it up, but your out of division games wouldn't so frequently be 9:05 p.m. So now you would have a fully Central time zone, which would be really great for the Ranger fan.
You could even swing. And I know this, you said South, but you could, if you're just going Central, you could swing in the Brewers or the Cubs or the Cardinals, the Twins.
I wonder if there are a couple.
You said South. That makes a lot of sense.
You're right. There are a couple teams like the Cubs that I just feel like they wouldn't move out of the National League.
Whatever.
Like time zone wise, that would make a lot of sense.
No,
but
I get it.
They're going to expand. When baseball expands, I'm sure Nashville and wherever else they decide to go, they're going to put it up to 32. So I think you're going to see a fourth division in each of these leagues, which fits just fine with the number of playoff teams they already have. But you can still expand that if you feel like it.
Fourth division, a fourth dimension.
And I believe in the fourth division, I think, more.
All right.
But
okay.
I would say Rangers, Astros, White Sox, Royals would be the division that I would draw.
All right, let's fix it.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.